Are you still dicking around with those test swabs? Look, we have 120 batches to test against your hormone and blood levels before the truck leaves. This is not fuck around time. I need you to swab your cheeks and do the test fluid and inject the zombie blood into each case sample to confirm the dye isn't diffusing. You got all that? I know, it's a lot of work, but that's what immunology is. It's fucking work. What will I be doing while you handle the Zed vaccines? What I was fucking hired for? Science? Instead of this assembly line bullshit that should be assigned to the techs. Don't give me that shit. We're all busy. Except you. All you do is get your blood drawn once in a while, and you're treated like royalty. If I sound harsh, let me clarify. As the only human with full immunity to the plague, you deserve basic respect. But that doesn't give you permission to slack off while everyone else rebuilds the world around you. Some people are calling you a hero, our savior. But that doesn't mean you get to be a freeloader. So grab that rack of tubes and start swabbing. Oh my God, do I seriously have to explain this? Roll the swab against the inside of your cheek. Dip it in the sample fluid. Let it sit for a second. Now, squeeze the tube around the cotton while you withdraw it. That drains the excess fluid. Understand? I'm in this fucking lab 12 hours a day from the start of this shit show, and all I get are military rations and a bunk in crew quarters. He's here for like a fucking week and they give him a hotel suite. Fucking amateur hour. You know, when people use the word amenities, they mean dishwashers and furniture and plumbing. Creature comforts. But that's not what it means. The original Latin word, amoenus, it means being in a pleasant state. That's what civilization used to fucking stand for. That's what I was promised here. Amoenus. I used to have a labor division, a penthouse on Main Street, sexy black pumps and pantyhose that weren't full of holes. Oh, chocolate truffle coffee imported from Germany. How I miss that. And a harem of office fuckboys who knew how to wrap their hands around your neck while they kissed you. Fucking amenities. Now I'm working on this shit. Like, who the fuck even cares what the zombies are moaning about? A fucking undead translator? You've got to be fucking kidding me. I'm sorry, did you say something? You can process samples while you talk, can't you? Or are you interrupting both of our work to satisfy your own curiosities? I'm troubleshooting one of our prototype Zed communicators. Yes, it works. It's brilliant in theory, because I made it. But how does it work? If you promise to pick up the pace with those samples, I'll explain. So when a human turns into a Zed, their functional speech slowly degrades to basically grunts and moans. But that doesn't mean those vocalizations don't mean anything at all. They actually emit very distinct sounds depending on if they're in hunt mode or search mode or forming a new horde. So I built this collar that could translate their subvocal vibrations in their throats so we can understand them a little bit better. essentially the Zeds can then communicate. It's kind of amazing, actually. I know people say that a Zed brain is just rot, but pieces of their humanity remain. Sort of. You would think that mind-reading a Zed would be like talking to a dog, but it ended up being more complex than that. Hungry, angry, and I smell meat were the only readings we got at first, but we were testing Zeds with too much brain rot. We got different results based on how far gone the Zed's brain tissue was. While it's not a complete failure, it's less of a strategic advantage than one might. Hey, what the fuck are you doing? That is not how you were trained to draw a sample from a vial. You have to pull air into the hypodermic before you puncture the top. Then you inject the air into the vial and let the hypodermic fill with the Zed blood? Are you fucking kidding me? Give it to me. Really, is this so fucking hard? You just aim the needle with the bevel up, puncture the membrane on the top of the vial, and... Ah! Ow! Fuck! Fuck. Holy fuck. Tell me that hypodermic hasn't been used already. Tell me the fucking hypodermic that just sliced through my glove hasn't been used to draw zombie blood already. Fuck! Fuck! This is fucking unbelievable. Okay. Okay, breathe. Just breathe. Stay calm. Stay fucking calm. We have the cure. Except none of these batches have been tested yet. And the working stock is locked up for the night. So I guess I just have to... Oh my god, what the fuck am I gonna do? Your blood? We don't have time to synthesize and test and... You want to do a direct transfusion after I turn? You realize I'm basically a ticking time bomb right now. The switch is already happening. Fuck. Oh my god, that is so fucking dumb. But you are right. It is a guarantee. Right from the source himself. You're a universal donor, so I guess if we can mitigate the damage I do to myself and the lab, we let me turn and then you inject me with your blood. That's the plan? It has to be a lot of blood, though. A lot of blood. It has to be a lot of blood, you get that, right? Because convalescent plasma therapy doesn't work unless there's enough antibodies present to completely fight off the infection. But don't take the blood from your arm. Use the samples we've stockpiled in the fridge instead. As much as it takes. So, what do I do in the meantime? Me? I don't have a fucking clue. I'm not the zombie wrangler. You spent time in the field. How do we contain me? The collar? So you can hear what I'm sub-vocalizing? Or moaning? Yeah, okay. That's actually not that dumb. Just be careful, all right? Recently turned Zeds look normal if you ignore the bloodshot eyes and the pale blue skin. Anything I say as a Zed should be taken with a grain of salt. Oh, fuck. That's cold around my neck. Take off my clothes. Why? I'll just rip them when I turn. I guess. I mean, there's no reason to ruin a perfectly good skirt and blouse. It's not like anybody's making more. There. Is that the blood? 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 Maybe you want to grab 2 packets, just in case one isn't enough. Please? I said, grab 2 packets of blood, now! Thank you. What's that? Yeah, you're right. Handcuffs would be the logical way. I just... Fuck, this is so weird. Being in my best underwear, handcuffed. It's like I'm back in college waiting to get spanked and choked. Oh, don't give me that look. It's no business of yours what I used to be into. Besides, wanting a dominant partner is perfectly normal for pretty much all mammals. What? You think you're a dominant partner? Look, this isn't the time to submit your dating profile. I'm practically naked. I'm cold. I'm feeling very vulnerable. And I can feel my heart slowing down. Wait, are you hard right now? Do you know how utterly inappropriate and totally fucked up that is? No, there's no excuse. This is a life-threatening situation, and you're basically sexually harassing me. If I wasn't in cuffs right now, I'd be on the phone reporting you to Central. You'll give me something worth reporting? Are you fucking for real? I don't give a fuck how valuable you are as an asset. I will own your ass when this is over. Unless you don't turn me back? That's not funny. Seriously. That is not fucking funny. Not even as a threat. Well, what if I promise to forget the pervy moments? Like you getting an erection and staring at me like I'm a piece of lab meat. I'll forget all this and you cure me, okay? Okay? Please? Well then, what if I actually do some of that stuff? Like sex stuff. To you. But later. A lot later, like after I'm cured, okay? Maybe if I'm a good enough fuck. You're a fucking asshole. Please! Change me back, okay? Say you will! Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, holy fuck! Oh, I'm so hot. Sweaty. You might want to turn that collar on soon. Like, now. I'm one of them. I'm Zed. Blood. Give me blood. Please. Oh, so hungry. So very hungry. Sex, then blood? No! No! Out! I want out! Cure. Give me the cure. Give me blood. My neck. Get your hands off me. Asshole. No. No, I don't like it. Your cock. No. No. It's too tight. I'm clenching too much. Like, I'm squeezing. I'm pulling it in. No, no, I'm cold. I'm hot. Hot and cold. Burning. What the fuck? No, I am not bouncing. I'm not riding you. You are thrusting, making me bounce. My legs, thighs, twitching, spasming. I can't control it. I can't stop bouncing. Fuck. Put both hands around my neck. I'll make me take it. Too rough. Can't breathe. I don't need to breathe. No, fuck you. Fuck you. What do you mean? It makes it feel better. Choking me. Making me clench and get tighter while you choke me. Sick. You're sick. No, no, I don't like it. I just... I can't help it. I'm so wet. I'm so dizzy. Fuck. Involuntary diaphragm contractions. Low sense of needing air. Urgently choking. Spasms. Spasms. Choking. Muscles quaking. Fucking floating. Ugh. I'm floating underwater. Darkness. Fuck. Oh, you're twitching. Coming inside me. Fuck. No, don't you feel me. No. Oh, so much. Filling my pussy. Dripping. Oh, it's so much. I can't. God, did I pass out? Oh, you fuck. And you're still fucking me? Handcuffed over a lab table and doggy? Will you use me like a sex doll? Fuck. Oh, you're being so rough. Just tilting yourself inside me with zero abandon. Fuck. You're using my body like there's no consequences. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're getting so deep. Just ramming my hips into the table. Fuck. How am I still this sensitive after turning? Oh, my God. Oh, how can I feel you twitching inside me every time you slam yourself so deep? Oh, are you trying to break me? Fuck. Oh, hurry. Hurry up and dump your load inside me already. Oh, go on, just use my pussy. Use me like I'm your fucking cum receptacle. Oh yeah, go on, cure me. Cure me, fuck me, stupid, so you can cure me. Why are you choking me again? I'm letting you use me. When you're pushing me down so aggressively, stop thrusting. Can you just stop thrusting for just one fucking second? Oh god, you're just fucking me so fucking hard. Treating me like I'm a piece of fuck meat. Oh my god, you're an animal. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, no. No, please don't grab my hair. Oh my god, you're bending my neck so much. Bending my back. Oh fuck. Oh my god, I don't care. I don't care that I can't die. Fuck, you shouldn't be treating me like this. Oh my god, fuck you. Choking me. Like I can't breathe. Fuck. You're being so rough. I can't. Oh my god. Oh my god, you're so cruel. He's using me and grabbing my neck so tight. Oh fuck. Please, fuck. Please, please come. Oh my god, I need you to come. I need you to come. You're fucking me so fucking fast. It's just too much. It's making me so dizzy. Oh, please, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, my god. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, my legs. Oh, my god, they're shaking. Fuck. It is so good. It feels so fucking good. Fuck, I had no idea how desperate I was for that. Wait. Wait, what are you doing? What's with the stool? Why haven't I gone feral yet? How am I still lucid? Yes, lucid. I mean, I did feel a little bit weird there for a minute, but I'm still clear-headed enough for complex thought. Lucid enough to understand commands. You're fucked up, you know that? What commands? You need to cure me still. Commands like put my cheek against your bare thigh and stick out my tongue. Okay, fine, whatever. Let's just get this sick shit over with. Okay, so? What do you want me to do down here? Is this supposed to be me, head in your lap, begging to give you a blowjob?
Why are you choking me? I can't suck your cock if you have your hands around my neck, you know that? Oh my god, what is wrong with you? Stick out my tongue so you can masturbate through my neck. Are you fucking kidding? Oh my god, how fucking dare you? Oh fuck! How are you still so hard? Didn't you already come? Oh my god. Hard enough to fuck my throat so rough. So fucking rough. One shoving it right to the back. Oh my god. You're just using my throat like it's a fuck toy. Like my face, it's your fleshlight. Well, fuck. Oh my god, you're actually squeezing your cock through my esophagus. You're so fucking depraved. While making my throat bulge. Using me so rough.
Hurry up. Do it.
Get yourself off with my throat.
That's right, just mash your hips against my pretty face.
Fuck that big sticky load deep into my body.
Yeah, do it. Fuck my face until I'm seeing stars. Well, until I pass out again. Just fucking come already.
Please, please make it quick. Just fuck my throat and come down my esophagus.
Yeah, feel my stomach.
No.
Quickly, please. I'm so dizzy.
Oh, I can't breathe. I just keep inhaling cock.
Oh, please come.
Please come. Holy shit. Why am I coughing this much? My heart is pounding. I am covered in spit and cum. Oh my god. I am tingling all over. I thought I didn't need to breathe. What the fuck is going on?
You already gave me the cure. After I passed out the first time? What if I returned to normal before you finished choke-fucking me? You could have seriously fucked me up. You guesstimated how much time you had before I turned human again? But you're not a scientist or anything? I'm not gonna lose my shit. And you know what? I'm not even gonna report you. Because I don't have to. There's something you should know. This lab has cameras, you fucking moron. They're gonna lock you up for not immediately reporting the incident to control. Unless, I don't know, the footage mysteriously disappears. Get me out of these handcuffs and let's make a deal.